Hi, this is Eric Luty for the Daily Thunder Podcast. If you are enjoying these messages and want to take these truths even deeper, I invite you to join us in Windsor, Colorado at Ellerslie for one of our upcoming five-week or week-long discipleship training programs. Ellerslie's discipleship training has been designed to ignite your spiritual fire and to give you the tools for a Christianity that really works. To learn more, visit Ellerslie.com. Is the Christian life supposed to be independent, like with sort of this healthy independence of God? God says, hey, you know what? I set you free. You know, I washed you clean in my shed blood. Now go, just live as you feel free to live. Or is it supposed to be dependent upon God? Many Christians today are leaning more and more towards a healthy independence. Nathan and I sort of go the opposite direction. So if you'd like to sort of enter into that little battle that we've engaged in for many years of our life, listen to this message. I think you'll enjoy it. It's Daily Thunder, booming out the truth of Jesus Christ from the Ellerslie campus in Windsor, Colorado. To learn more, go to Ellerslie.com. So we're here in America, and in America, we prize something called the Declaration of Independence, where we were set free from the tyrannical rule of the English and Great Britain. And in our culture, we sort of celebrate that. Could you speak to that and how that can actually be a hindrance in our spiritual life?
Yeah, I think the idea of independence politically, I love. I love the fact that we have fireworks and celebrate the fact that we have a Declaration of Independence in a political system. But spiritually, that actually will cause death, like spiritually. Like, we were not made for independence. God actually made us. When you look at the garden scene, strangely, we were made to be dependent, which I think for us as Americans is super difficult because we love our what we think is freedom. And yet what God actually reveals throughout Scripture is freedom actually comes through the reliance upon Him. It's as we depend. So one of the things I've just been pondering afresh is that when you look at temptation, every single temptation in our life is always an appeal toward independence. So here's Eve, and she's being baited toward the fruit. Well, what is it? It actually is a temptation of independence. Eve, don't depend on God. Don't trust what He has said. Just grab it, do it yourself, claim it for yourself. And she, in her own independence, wants to set herself up as God. You can fast forward and even look at the temptations of Jesus, and all three temptations that we have recorded are all temptations of independence. So here's Jesus. He's been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and Satan comes and says, hey, turn these stones into bread. And we're like, oh, I've heard preachers, it's the sin of gluttony or the temptation of gluttony, which is stupid because he hasn't eaten in 40 days. You know, if he's been at Golden Corral for 40 days and then turned stones into bread, okay, that's a temptation of gluttony. But it's interesting, the appeal in the passage, and it's weird in our English, but Satan actually says, since you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. And the appeal is, Jesus, hey, I know who you are. Would you revert back into your godness and grab a hold of your power and do something? And Jesus says, no, I'm not doing that. I am dependent on the Father. You know, hey, Jesus, throw yourself down from the temple. Hey, force God to respond to your actions. And Jesus, I'm not doing that. Why? I am resting upon Him, and I'm going to follow in His leading. And what you begin to notice in Jesus' ministry is His entire ministry was Him being dependent upon the Father. He wasn't initiating, He was dependent. And it becomes a picture of actually what the Christian life is supposed to look like.
We both of us have sort of grown in leadership in the midst of a Christian culture that has emphasized sort of like a, what would our term be? A healthy independence from God.
And healthy being in brackets.
Yeah, in brackets. Because you and I hold very strongly to what we call the doctrine of dependence, that the entirety of the Christian life is actually bringing us into a healthy dependence, not an unhealthy dependence, because that there is an unhealthy version of that too. But that God is actually equipping us to learn to find our life and our resource entirely from Him. That when we do what we do it out of a relationship with him, sourced by the living God inside of us, that the words we speak are supernatural words because the Spirit of God lives in us and he supplies us, that the love that we give is not our love, not our human love, but God's love coming through us, that we are dependent to do the work we do. And so part of the, I remember one of the arguments I was dealing with years ago on this. This has been a big issue for, you know, I know Leslie's in my ministry from way back. We're going back 25 years or so. And the issue was, you know, Eric, this is ridiculous. You make it sound like we need to be dependent upon God. Well, yeah, we do. What, you know, God calls himself a father. What good father actually is going to have a kid at the age of 33 totally dependent upon him? And what I want to whisper is God the Father, and his name is Jesus, and he was totally dependent upon the Father, even at the age of 33, doing whatever the Father asked, even if it said, go to your death on a cross. And what king? He's a king. What king wants to rule over the granular details of his citizens' lives? It's like, well, our king in heaven? And so that's the thing, is they want to take a human representative, like an earthly father, and say, but an earthly father, you wouldn't want to be dependent. And I agree. I don't want my children dependent upon me when they're 33. I want them dependent upon their heavenly father. And that's the problem with the argument, is it falls short because it's taking a human and saying, but a human can't do that. And say, why does that matter? We're not talking about a human. We're talking about what God can do and what God intends. Jesus did nothing of his own. He didn't speak his own words. He didn't do his own actions. Everything he did was as an outflow of his love relationship with his Father. Then he says, follow me. I mean, how am I supposed to interpret that? That I now am on my own? I can do this, God. Even Jesus, who was God, came and depended upon the Father. Now I, who am not God, how am I supposed to do this? The way, the secret is through dependence.
That's right. And if somebody wants to follow this up scripturally, I would say read the Gospel of John. John is like so heavy on this. But John 5, verse 19, verse 30, John 8, John 15, John just keeps going over and over saying, quoting Jesus saying, hey, this isn't me. I am speaking, living, doing that which the Father is doing. It's interesting to me. The more I've gotten to know Christ and known his nature, I feel like this argument of healthy independence is actually dumb, because what I've discovered throughout scripture is God actually loves me so much. He wants to be involved in the little things. Because, you know, I understand he wants to be involved in my marriage decisions and maybe where I spend, you know, like where I go and like work, you know, like some of the big things. But does God actually care about the little minutia kind of decisions of my day? Yes. Because as Paul says, whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, whatever you say, whatever you, I mean, everything should be unto the glory of God. And the only way I can do that is I actually need him inside of my life, producing this in and through me. Paul in Romans basically argues this idea that you will be dependent on something. So the issue is actually not, you know, will I be independent or will I be dependent? The actual issue is who are you going to be dependent upon? And in Romans 6:16, he says, you're either going to yield unto Christ, unto obedience, or you are going to yield unto sin, leading to death. Mm-hmm. So I'm either going to be dependent on myself, in my own self-righteousness, in my own self-ability, or I'm going to be dependent on Christ. So it's actually independence. It's just merely a dependence on self, which only leads to death. Mm-hmm. And so as a Christian, I want to be dependent on God the Father.
So one of the illustrations in John, you know, that you brought up is how Jesus is even going to refer to us and our relationship as ones of branches attached to a vine. And so we're supposed to be in this abiding relationship. And I think, you know, as you say, that God is interested in every detail of our life. There's not a moment where he disconnects and says, I don't care about that. That zone of your life doesn't matter. However, that can be somewhat misleading to make it think that we can't do anything without having a specific leading.
Right.
And I would say that that is also one of those points that can gum up our understanding, is it's like a hyper version of what we're talking about, which is that God wants us to share life with him. He wants us dependent. It's a leaning position. We're not leaning towards our own effort. We're leaning towards his. We're not leaning towards our own strength. We're leaning towards his strength. And so as I navigate through my day, I don't stress if I grab the apple or the banana. However, in those moments where I'm just going to reach out and grab a banana, and God might not say, no, don't do that. I just do it and I eat it, right? I don't even think about it. There's a rest in knowing that it's not a violation of scripture for me to eat the banana. So I can rest in that relationship with God, but he can intervene in my life because I have a listening ear to him and he could say, don't eat that banana and instead eat the apple. Or, hey, Eric, pick up that apple and banana and give them to someone else. That is something that is unique to the Christian experience where the Spirit of God actually lives within us. And so therefore, there's a rest and a winsomeness to our life where we're not stressed about how we're living it because we're free in Christ to enjoy his presence and to live in agreement with his word. But along the way, he can interrupt us at any moment because we're abiding with him. I used to use the illustration of I abode, I don't know if that's the right word, with Leslie. We had this room above our garage. We called it the upper room. That was our recording studio. It's where we wrote our books. And I used to say that just because I'm in the room doesn't mean I need to be talking to her all day long. It's like, oh, Leslie, dear Leslie, how are you doing over there, Leslie? But I'm sharing the same environment, which means if she needs anything, I can hear it at any moment. If she says, I need some water, well, guess what? I heard that. So therefore, I can respond to that. But I also am busy doing something the whole while, but I'm abiding with my wife as I do it.
That's really good. I've often tried to emphasize, like when most people hear the word dependence, or I'm going to be dependent, they think of passivity. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I'll sit on the couch and I'll eat chocolate. And if God wants me to do something, he'll force me to do it. And that's not what we're talking about. It's actually an active dependence, but it's my favorite illustration is dancing, where I'm not going to give backstory, but it's interesting when you watch someone dance, right? The man leads and the woman responds. And so the man initiates, the woman responds. And what is amazing is they become so attuned to each other. They don't have to talk. She just knows that by the gentle pressing and the movement of the man, she knows where he's leading her. And it's amazing to think that the Spirit of God does that in our lives. That as I continually know him and as I get to know his heart and his voice, as Jesus says that, you know, the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. It's like, we just begin to say, there's that pressing and he's leading me this direction. So it's not a sit back and do nothing kind of dependence. This is a, hey, live, lean in. God has given you wisdom from his word. And as you're in this dance, trust that he's going to be leading and steering it and moving you into those places that he wants you to be. And it becomes this very beautiful picture of the reality of Christ.
That's neat. I'll introduce one word, even though it's not in our list. We're using the words dependence and independence. And yet, if I was going to bring in another word, which is interdependence, I would say that's how the body of Christ works. We're all dependent upon God. It's like we're keys on a piano. And we all are sharing a common goal, which is to be available to the master pianist. But we all have a unique position, but we are interdependent. So we're all tuned to the same tuning fork. And we work together. And when we submit one unto the other in love, and we all are submitting to God and listening to his tuning fork, his word, his Holy Spirit, then we're able to be a part of something so much bigger than ourselves. If we were just an independent key out there, you know, a piano key, we don't have the ability to participate in the grand revelation of God. And so that's just another word to throw in just to add some more pizzazz to our little episode here.
That's really good. I'd love to just maybe wrap up, quote Ian Thomas. Ian Thomas, this is one of his favorite topics, and I love reading Ian Thomas's books because he just loves this idea of what does it mean for Jesus to be dependent on the Father? What does it mean for us to be dependent on Jesus? But this is one of my favorite quotes from Ian Thomas. I say probably every quote I give of Ian Thomas is one of my favorite quotes, but this is my top three. But he says this, it takes God to be a man. Man, that is, as God intended man to be. God created man to be inhabited by God for God. In other words, the only way that we are ever going to function as true believers is we need that Spirit of God living and dwelling within our lives. We are resting upon his strong arm, and we're allowing him to do something in and through us that we in and of ourselves cannot produce. In other words, the way God made us from the very beginning is that we were made to be inhabited by God for God. Therefore, it requires our dependence upon him.
Amen. Dependence is a beautiful thing.
Amen.
Daily Thunder is a listener-supported production of Ellerslie Discipleship Training. At Ellerslie, we are laboring to rouse the Church of Jesus Christ out of its lethargy and build brave-hearted Christians for such a time as this. If you'd like to learn more about Ellerslie, our discipleship programs, or support the ministry financially, please go to ellerslie.com to learn more. Thanks for listening.